The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what's holding you back? But before we get started, I just want to say, hey guys, it's so good to talk to you. It's just like, I am very stoked that you're even listening right now. And those of you that have been longtime participants, part of the gang here, you know, the old dog world. it's really great. And we really appreciate your listening. I hope over the years or over the time that you've listened that you have gained benefit here. And we're just going to keep continuing to provide information that you can digest, and hopefully, you know, provide resources too. And people that come on the show, books they've written, maybe you go into their programs or maybe not, or maybe you invest with them or they invest with you, who knows? I hope that you find an intrinsic value in the show. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you listening. And man, when I get to meet folks that have been listeners, I am so stoked. And, love, if you're ever in town, you know, give me a holler. I'll take you to my favorite breakfast place here. And, I'd love to just chat with you about life and real estate and whatever else comes to mind. So just wanted to say that and thank you. Well, let's jump into our topic here. What's holding you back? Now, as you can tell by that title, we're probably talking about what's holding you back from getting involved in real estate investing. We've all struggled with that. I definitely did. And it is something for me that didn't come into that easily. I really didn't know what I was doing. I was reading a lot. I was researching. I was watching YouTubes and listening to podcasts and trying to get all of, you know, went to a lot of boot camps and things like that to try to get information. But overall, you know, you get to a certain point where, okay, I think I've got enough of the fundamentals that I can do this. Well, it wasn't that easy for me. I really had to just kind of, I equated to the story of when a buddy and I, a friend I've known since fourth grade, and he and I, you know, just been through all kinds of adventures and places around the world, things like that, and we wanted to go skydiving, and we had never done it before. It was one of these one-day training things. This is before they strap people on other people. They just put a little line, you know, onto your ripcord, and you just jump, and hopefully it pulls it, and the parachute comes out. But you have the emergency one, you know, that you can deal with in the meantime. And I kind of equate this, you know, to what happened with me in real estate, because Ken is a real, you know, he's just a real methodical guy. He's a newscaster and been in the news business for years, and he's just, you know, he's just the facts, you know, give me the facts. And he just, you know, follows things, you know, step by step by step. And myself, you know, I've been kind of more, I just, you know, kind of have been in a lot of different areas and a lot of different places. And you know, I like to think that I'm analytical, but it's sometimes there's a place where I get where I just want to just take that dive. And this is how we were when we jumped out of the plane. I remember Ken jumping out of the plane. He had one hand on his emergency ripcord. And as he's jumping, I knew he was just going to count. And if that other chute didn't open, he was going to pull that thing. And that probably should have been the way I approached it. But I was at a certain point, I'm in this plane. Okay. I remember everything they taught me, and I'm just going to jump. And if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. I do know where the emergency is and I will go for it. But, you know, I'm going to enjoy this fall here. And it was a great adventure. I did end up, my legs were a little too relaxed and the full weight of my body fell on my foot, and I ended up getting a hairline fracture in my foot. We got home, I couldn't take my shoe off, but it was part of the fun. So nonetheless, you know, you learn from your experiences. I think you might have heard, you know, more on the lesson part where they talked about keeping your legs a little bit stiffer, not like spaghetti. And that's probably why he didn't break his foot. But anyway, I think that's at a certain point, that's what happened with real estate. Is I just kind of, okay, this is, I've got all the information I can retain right now. I think I just need to get in there and do it. And actually, what I found out in that process is when you make that decision, when you sign the first set of escrow papers, if you're buying properties, that's when the education really begins. And that was how it was for me. I learned a lot as I went along. And I don't recommend that to everybody. You have to be really prepared for that. I was not as well prepared as I like. I did much better when I found mentors and started working with mentors because I could bounce ideas back. They could tell me, yeah, don't go that road. You know, do this. And that always helped me a lot, is just being able to have that. So, you know, just as a point of, you know, and again, I don't want to add one more layer to this so that, oh, you're going to think, oh, gee, now I'm going to have to get a mentor. It's another thing to hold me back. But I think it's a smart idea. If you can do it, if you don't find a mentor, you do it, you know, carefully and try to still make that part of your goal. But, I just want to zero in a little bit on it. I think one of the most difficult things for real estate investors is just taking that first step, you know, making that first purchase or investment, whatever type of real estate you're doing. And I really want to, you know, just explore that and take a look at why that happens and how you can overcome that. You know, sometimes, you know, taking that step, although it is the toughest thing, it's probably the most important thing that you do to get started. Once you've done it, it makes it that much easier to do the next purchase and the next acquisition or the next investment, whatever that may be. Those anxieties start to go away as you realize, hey, this isn't rocket science. You know, there is an easier way to do this. And you start figuring out as you go along. And yeah, you do need to do the reading and the research and listen to the podcasts and the YouTube channels and just, you know, continually collect information. I don't think any of us has all the knowledge that we need. But I think there are a lot of reasons why people, you know, are hesitant. I mean, and usually centers around fear, you know, fear of the unknown, of failure, of making mistakes, or even of succeeding. And then there's the risk aspect of it. Yeah, it is, you're always going to make a risk with an investment. And, you know, fearing losing money or maybe even getting sued or, you know, can I get a better return with some other investment? What, you know, and I also had to deal with the challenges of out-of-state investing, which was another challenge on top of the other ones. And then you hear the stories of, you know, the horror stories about tenants and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's real easy to get discouraged. I didn't need any help getting discouraged. What I did need is people to encourage me. I think maybe the top reasons why people do have challenges, and maybe this is you. Maybe one of these is you. And if so, I have a link to a show where we address that. Like, for example, the barriers to entry, like I don't have the money. Well, how do you become an investor if you don't have the money? Okay, go to episode 194. I don't have the time. I'm too busy. Episode 228. I don't have the knowledge. Episode 174. And so forth. I have other things in there, too, that you can take a look at. But the idea is, let's try to look at this. I'm going to share in the show notes my story and how I got started, and hopefully that'll be of value to you. But there's another part I think that's even more important, and that is why you should invest in real estate. Now, I have a lot of friends that I'm talking to right now. Now, again, I'm recording this on March 21st here, okay, and inflation is at record highs. I have a lot of friends that have financial planners. They have their retirement funds in that, the portfolio that their planner has put together for them. And some of them are telling me they have lost more money in this last couple of months than they have ever before. And they're concerned. And now, granted, things do come, especially when you're investing in the market, they do eventually come back, for the most part. Some companies disappear, some, don't come back, or it may take 10, 20 years, for a company to come back to where it was. But it does usually rebound, right? This is why I'm looking at real estate, and this is where I want to have my retirement funds, is that first off, you don't have to work full time. You control your hours. You want to enjoy your retirement. Hey, you can do it in a couple hours a week if you want to. You regulate it. You control it. It's your own business, and you can go at it as aggressively as you want to or not. Another reason is it's I would say a relatively safe. I'm not going to say perfectly safe instrument. I mean, there could be an atomic bomb that goes off and that'll destroy the building, but you'll still have the land, and the land will have perceived value, even though it may be radioactive. And maybe there might be some zombies inhabiting it or something. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to get into a strange story here. But anyway, I think it's about as safe as you can get. It's something that's tangible, and it may go down in value, but it always comes back up. And it'll rebound. It may take a little while, but it'll rebound. And it's always going to have value, whereas a stock's an intangible. You're putting all your faith and trust in the management of that company. And so I like the fact that I can control my investment. I can do things to improve the value, to increase rents. I think it's a very safe place to be. Another thing is that you already know the basics. If you've purchased your own home, you have a basic understanding of how real estate works. Yeah, when you're an investor, you have to look at other nuances, but you've got the basic idea of closing and making, negotiating and finding, good properties and that kind of thing. Also, the upfront costs can be minimal. You can purchase a property with little or no money down. You can also invest in a REIT or other investment property with just a few thousand dollars or less. There's crowdfunding. There's so many different ways to invest in real estate for relatively inexpensive costs. Another is that your money goes a long way. In real estate, now you can use leverage to control more assets. In the stock market, 30,000, you could control 60,000 of stock, for example. In real estate, the same 30,000 can control 150,000 or more of real estate. Leverage is important, and a small increase in the value over the years can and will increase your equity and can double your equity very easily. The income is steady. With a rental property, you get paid regularly from the start and on a continuing basis. If you own rentals, you'll receive monthly income. If you are an investor in someone else's property, you'll generally get paid quarterly. They also have monthly dividends as well. You get to make You get to keep more of your income than you would with stock market dividends because of the tax write-offs. You can give yourself a raise. When you want to increase rents, your monthly income increases. You can do some property improvements, and not only will your rents go up, but your equity will increase in that property. If you syndicate, you get things like acquisition fees and management fees from the property. There are tax advantages. I mentioned that briefly, but you benefit significantly from tax advantages that are written for the investor. And your income, you know, can be offset by depreciation, expense deductions, and more. You can work from home. You don't have to have an office. You can just set up a little desk there and with a laptop, and you're in business. You can do 90% of your work on a computer or through your phone. You can avoid capital gains when it comes time to sell your investment property. Real estate has a big advantage over the stock market. In the stock market, a long-term capital gain, for example, is taxed at 15 to 20%, depending on your income. In real estate, a capital gain is untaxed for the first $500,000 for, let's say, a husband and a wife. They can get another $250,000 exemption. Then there are 1031 exchanges in which you can sell a property and buy another of equal or greater value and not have to pay any of the capital gains on that until you eventually sell it, or you can just keep upgrading into new properties and never have to pay it, and you pass away and, you know, boom, there's no capital gains having to be paid. You can be the bank. Once you start generating a lot of cash, then you can also be a resource for other investors that may have trouble obtaining a loan for various reasons. Maybe they've got too many properties, maybe they have lack of experience, but there are, you know, there it's very lucrative if you want to lend to other investors. Another great point is that politicians love real estate. They find new ways to find to make financing available. Some mortgage lenders are encouraged to provide loans with 0 to 3% down payments. There's even a program, and we've talked about it on our show, about FHA loans, and there's an FHA 203K loan. It enables buyers to finance both the purchase or refinancing of a house and the cost of its rehabilitation. So you can upgrade the home and do repairs and rehab on it, all through a single mortgage. And, you know, finally, and this is one we stress a lot here, is that you can leave a legacy. You can have something to leave your children. You reap the benefits of the great cash flow during your retirement years. And when you leave this world, you leave a wonderful legacy behind for your children and grandchildren. What better gift can you leave to the ones you love? If you're looking to fill the gap, yeah, in your retirement budget, reap a great return on your investment, generate a strong monthly passive cash flow, increase your net worth, and have a legacy for your children and grandchildren, real estate is tough to beat. That's it. I mean, that was a list of 14 things. And if you're thinking about investing, I would read that list many times over and look at that compared to other types of investments you could be involved. So how do you move forward? As I mentioned above, there are a variety of fears that can hinder you from taking action. While there are certain fears that are healthy in business, you know, you should have, you know, a certain fear. You don't want to jump into things blindly, or like when I jumped out of that plane. But you want to definitely be wise, and you want to, you know, continually educate yourself so you're not making mistakes. In the midst of financial freedom and flexibility, fear will always be present. It's often just an issue of mindset. Instead of just thinking about the negatives, think of the benefits that could result. Read that list over that I just read to you, and listen to some of the podcasts that I've listed, a whole bunch of them below in the show notes, that you can access that tell amazing stories about people who, very encouraging, inspiring stories of people who overcame huge challenges and obstacles through real estate investing, and how they turned their lives around and really made a difference, not only in just their own world, but in other people's world and helping others as well. So I would really encourage you to listen to some of these shows and get encouraged and look at real estate from a new vantage point. So that's it for now. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including a ton of links that are going to be in the show notes, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, What's Holding You Back? Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.